You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on April 16th. Happy Tuesday, everybody. The NFL draft is just over a week away. Kicks off next Thursday, April 25th. It is creeping and creeping closer every single day. Have another top 30 visit for the Jaguars. Rook Arororo, the defensive lineman out of Clemson, visiting the Jaguars per his Instagram. Now the second top 30 visit for an interior defensive lineman for the Jaguars in the last few days. Also had Michael Hall Jr. in for a visit, the Ohio State defensive lineman. We talked about him yesterday. You can go check out that video as well. But today we are going to talk about Rook Arororo out of Clemson, his fit, athletic profile, what we see on tape, the value, all the good stuff. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. Rook is a 22-year-old, 6'4", 294-pound defensive lineman, 34-inch arms, 32-inch vert, 908 broad, 489 40-yard dash, 4.5 short shuttle, 7.39 three-cone, 29 bench press reps. He tested out of his mind. He really did. All those numbers are super impressive. I mean, 294, obviously not big for an interior defensive lineman. But other than that, like 29 bench press reps with 34-inch arms, incredible. You know, sub 4.9 40-yard dash at 294 pounds, very, very good. The agility testing, you know, with the short shuttle and three cone, out of this world. 32-inch vert, 908 broad, very explosive football player. So, he definitely had himself a day when it comes to the testing part of the NFL draft. And you do see the athleticism, the strength, the length on tape. You see all that stuff. This is a guy that did not start playing football till a little bit later. So coming to Clemson was very raw, but again, has all the physical and athletic traits that you could ask for. The last 2 years for the Clemson Tigers, 9 sacks, 16 tackles for loss, 6 passes defended, 45 total tackles, 29 stops. So the numbers, you know, pretty good. Nothing like out of this world, but pretty solid numbers there for Rook Arororo. On tape, you immediately do see the strength. He has knockback power. When he lands his hands, he can drive you. And the length helps with that. The hand strength helps with that. So does the explosiveness. You also see the ability to get off the line quickly with that quick first step. The overall athleticism in just all aspects of his game. He's able to get places on the field that most interior defensive linemen simply are not with his athleticism. He's a very good run defender right now. Like when he's taking on blocks on the interior or setting the edge, which he can do at a high level, he certainly can help your defense against the run pretty much from day one entering the NFL. Now, he's not like a nose type, like I don't think you want him taking on double teams a ton. but he is a really good run defender down the line, taking on single blocks, working through multiple blocks throughout a rep, again, setting the edge. He has the athleticism and the length and the strength to be able to line up as a base defensive end and set the edge against the run. He certainly can do that. I do think that he still has some room to grow from a diagnosis and awareness standpoint in the run game. There are times where he doesn't really look like he's reading it properly. But overall, in run defense, very good, very physical. And he has the attributes, physical profile, to get even better in run defense than he already is. That's for sure. Now, when it comes to the pass rush, are the tools there? Yes, they are. He's not the bendiest guy ever, but the requisite physical profile to be a good pass rusher, right? He has all the length, athleticism, strength.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Explosiveness that you could ask for from an interior defensive lineman, but pass rush plan, like bag of pass rush moves, not really there yet, unfortunately. Just not a refined pass rusher. His sack and pressure production is more about extended plays, you know, giving maximum effort, games up front, athleticism, and brute force. You're not seeing a bunch of pass rush moves on the interior stacked to be able to defeat defenders one-on-one or work through multiple blocks in a given play to really get to the quarterback. So he can be part of stunts and games up front as a pass rusher and produce like immediately in that regard. But can he just win one-on-one, pin your ears back at interior defensive lineman pass rusher right now? I just don't really see that in his game. But again, the physical traits are there for further development as a pass rusher. Like, this is the type of guy I would not be surprised if he enters the league as an unrefined pass rusher and in a couple of years looks a lot more impressive. Like, we've seen that happen. You've seen that happen in Jacksonville. So you have a good, versatile run defender with a ton of physical gifts who needs a good bit of refinement as a pass rusher if he wants to be a big-time factor in the NFL. Now, does he fit with the Jaguars? I mean, from a traits standpoint, absolutely. Like, Trent Baalke loves defensive linemen with his attributes. Like, the length, the strength, athleticism. Yeah, he screams Trent Baalke. And the Jaguars could use another talented player in their defensive rotation, in my opinion. He can take snaps all over the line. Like I said, like, this is a guy that can line up on the interior, he can line up on the edge, he can stuff the run from any of those spots. And I do think for him, landing in Jacksonville would be great because I think learning from Eric Armstead would be ideal. I think getting coached up by Ryan Nielsen for him would be ideal. So yeah, I think it's a pretty good fit. But at first, he's going to be more of a run defender than a pass rusher. Bottom line. And even in the run game, there are enough reps where he doesn't execute that you can probably say he has some development to do in the run game as well, not just as a pass rusher. So value-wise, where do I see that? Like, that's a starter in base for sure with room to grow, the physical profile to suggest that he can grow. But for me, I couldn't take him before the third round because I need 3-down skill set to be higher on you than that, right? I need somebody who I feel like is going to make a high impact on the money downs, which is obviously third and distance, or someone who projects to have a real 3-down skill set. I don't see that yet. Could it develop? Certainly. But if you're comparing him to like Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State, who the Jaguars also had on top 30 visit, Hall is 2 years younger. He's a much more advanced pass rusher Size-wise, they're about even, but Hall is a better athlete. So I would easily take Hall in the second. But for me, again, Rook going to be a third-round pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars if they're targeting him. I wouldn't trade up for him, but if he fell to 96, which I think is possible, I don't know that it's likely because, you know, guys with his ability to stop the run and his athletic traits, they don't grow on trees, right? Like, he is an impressive physical specimen. He is a good run defender, good base down defender right now, has a long way to go in terms of his pass rush development. We will see if the Jaguars end up targeting him in the 2024 NFL draft. But if I was them, I would not be targeting him at 48. It'd be more like a 96 overall sort of target for the Jags. Love to know what you guys think about Rook Ororo. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And you can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.